you know, Phil's there talking about the players that are out, and sometimes, you know, it can be over-exaggerated. You hear, oh, this team have got 10 injuries, and you have a look, and you've not heard of three of them. Do you know what I mean? Mm. We were missing our captain tonight. We were missing centre-half, who many people think should be captain. He's certainly the best centre-half in the world. The lad who is playing centre-half alongside him for the last 2 or 3 months is a great player as well. And Mo Salah, you know, out obviously with, you know, the COVID situation, who's absolutely phenomenal, you know, our top scorer so far this season. And the other lads just stepped up and went, nah, don't worry about it, we've got this, and they did.
Absolutely, they did. And I do think that's about mainly the manager as a football tactician, but also as a human being. Because if you showed like the data of that tonight, the maps of where everyone is and all that sort of stuff, if you gave that to like an AI that has been taught to understand football, the AI wouldn't think that anything was different about Liverpool. The AI would have thought Liverpool have got all the best players. And if you just showed it to someone who doesn't necessarily know loads about individual footballers, they would have watched that and go, oh no, this must be their best team because they're playing really, really well against another good side. So to have those players missing and not just get the result but have it feel like nothing's wrong is absolutely staggering. And I focused on the manager there. It also goes to the rest of the coaching staff as well, because, you know, none of us know behind what closed doors who's got what responsibility and all that. But as a team, those are some of the most very intelligent people to have ever instructed people in this sport. And it's a privilege to be supporting a club that's got them involved, because you watch that tonight and everything's just sound from pretty much minute one, or from when that penalty doesn't get given in the first 3 minutes. That was definitely a penalty. that bit anyway. But it just felt like everything was all right. And I do hope that, I mean, I made a joke about it at the beginning, but I do hope that tonight is really reassuring to the people who were worried. Because over the past few years, the things that a lot of people have been preoccupied with in a negative sense from a Liverpool point of view has been the, oh, well, you know, we've got a really good first team, but that Man City squad's really deep, isn't it? Yeah. You know, if we get some injuries, what about that? Fucking, you can injure who you like, we're still going to win. is what's been proven. You can fucking take whoever. You can even have injuries in the match where you've got to shift a load of lads about, and you know what, we'll just fucking score again. How about that? So I do hope that for the people who have been concerned, it settles them down a little bit, and you get to just sort of enjoy the next few weeks and months of Liverpool, probably by and large, being absolutely wonderful, because the fella that tells them all what to do on the pitch and G's them up when they're maybe not expecting to play, but then they have to, is one of the best to have ever walked the earth at doing that.
Yeah.
And it's an incredibly powerful tool to have.